Hello everyone, this is Amelia Rose from sunny Florida, and you are listening to In Search of Meaning, the podcast that brings you stories with life lessons from around the globe. If you ever need a boost in life, you will want to find us and subscribe on any of the major social media platforms and never miss another episode. Now, call a friend and let's get started. Today's story is entitled Tending Your Own Lawn. A crow once lived in the forest and was absolutely satisfied with its life. However, one day it saw a swan and said to itself, "That swan is so white and I am so black. The swan must be the happiest bird in the world." Before long, the crow approached the swan and expressed its thoughts. "Actually," the swan replied, "I was feeling that I was the happiest bird around until I saw a parrot that has two colors. I now think the parrot is the happiest bird in creation." Well, the crow then approached the parrot with the same declaration. But the parrot exclaimed, "I lived a very happy life until I saw a peacock. I have only two colors, but the peacock has multiple colors." Off the crow went to visit the peacock in the zoo and noticed that hundreds of people had gathered to see it. After the people left, though, the crow approached the peacock. "Dear peacock," the crow said, "you are so beautiful. Every day thousands of people come to see you. But when they see me," he said, "they immediately shoo me away. I think you are the happiest bird on the planet." The peacock replied, "I thought that I was the most beautiful and happy bird on the planet too. But because of my beauty, I am entrapped in this zoo. Every day I look around and I realize the crow is the only bird not kept in a cage. So, for the past few days, I have been thinking that if I were a crow, I could happily roam everywhere I want. Now, isn't that something?" The crow has come full circle to itself. And isn't that the case with us as human beings? Now, if you have been listening to any of my podcasts, you will know that at this point in the story, I point out life lessons for all of us to consider. Now, if you also guess that the underlying issue in this story is envy, you are correct. So here are some of the life lessons that I have drawn from this story. The first one is that beauty does not necessarily guarantee one's happiness. There are lots of ugly, if I might say so, individuals out there who are much happier than beautiful people. The second lesson is that to be happy, one really must be content with who they are and what they have. I think this is really the key to this matter of envy. And the third and final lesson is that becoming envious is really just a clever way of trying to become the person who has what you want, and that doesn't really work. You see, in the case of the birds in this story, and in the case of human beings, the truth is that everyone has his or her problems, even if our lives look good on the outside. So, the bottom line is that envy is not really an external factor. It arises when we are experiencing dissatisfaction with who we are, not as a result of what others have. So, my friends, don't be fooled by the green grass over the septic tank in your neighbor's lawn. And the title of the story again was Tending Your Own Lawn. So, until next time, I want to thank you for listening. And do join us again for another interesting story with life lessons. Bye for now.